Those are the voices of the Mount Marty College Choir in Yankton. The music department recently offered their annual Vespers service. You'll be able to see their full performance Christmas Eve on SDPB television. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. We're joined now by Dr. Kenneth Tice, Director of Choral Activities for Mount Marty. He's currently in Cary, North Carolina. Cary is just outside Raleigh. Dr. Kenneth Tice, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on.
Tell us a little bit about what we just heard. Where did that fit into the overall Vespers program?
That was right in the middle of our chamber choir's set, and that was a piece by Miss Rosephine Powell. It's a very popular piece by her, and that began just this wonderful montage of music from our chamber choir. We presented a number of pieces this year based around scripture and based around the words from the Bible, and we paired that with images from the St. John's Bible that we've had on our campus for the past year. So behind the choirs, we had some LED screens, and we were able to project portions of those images up there for the audience to see.
And tell me more about those images. What are they from exactly?
The St. John's Bible, it's the first handwritten illuminated Bible to be created in over 500 years. It was a project underwent by the monks at St. John's Abbey up in Minnesota.
So how did you access those images then?
Through our agreement with them, we had two volumes of the Bible on our campus over the past year. We had all seven over the summer. And so as part of that, we had access to the digital version of those images. And so we were able to put those up during the performance. We've used them in some advertising and whatnot over through the year as well.
So tell me how you make the selection of the music and the theme for the program every year.
It's really all about inspiration. My first year, it was getting my feet wet and seeing what the school could do and what my students were capable of. And I thought Christmas, okay, that's perfect for brass. So we did a Z. Randall Stroop's ODA and just put some different pieces around that fit with Christmas, but also incorporated some brass. 2 years ago, I wanted to explore the story of Mary and her myth as being the rose. And so we programmed music that had to deal with specifically Mary and having to deal with her legend as the rose, plays on like the carol, Lo, How a Rose Ere Blooming, etc. Last year, I shifted completely away from Mary, and we entitled the performance Et Al. And so all of the music had to deal with the others that were there at the Nativity. So we sang about the kings and the shepherds and the animals, and we sang about Joseph and the angels. This year, since we had the St. John's Bibles on campus for the past calendar year, I wanted to incorporate that into the performance and make that a nice bookend for our experience on our campus with those volumes. Next year, I'm piecing together some ideas, but really it's just about inspiration and what kind of musical story we want to tell.
Was there anything specific in those images of the St. John's Bible that inspired you? Can you think of one particular one that has a story behind it you want to share?
Oh, there's so many wonderful images. As part of the St. John's committee here at Mount Marty, I've been able to help show the Bible to a number of groups and whatnot. The nativity scene at the beginning of the Gospel according to Luke is really something. And from that, you really can gain a lot of just inspiration for the nativity itself. I would say for the piece that we listened to just a moment ago, that I paired with the front piece from the Gospel according to John, because that text, in the beginning was the Word, etc., that's the beginning of the Gospel of John. It's this beautiful image, some Hubble Space Telescope images in the background, this golden image of God right there in the middle, some text from, I believe, Isaiah off to the left. Very powerful, very stunning image, dealing with the beginning of creation and you know, pairing that with those words really was a lot of fun to dive into.
So we're going to play another excerpt here, and then when we come back, I'll ask you a couple questions about this. Let's take
Absolutely.
A listen. Starts out with some fairly familiar words in Latin, and then you have this sort of interesting percussion come in. If you listen to that whole piece, it builds in an intensity that almost comes off the rails but doesn't. So tell us a little bit about that section of the concert.
Certainly. This was towards the beginning. This is our first segment with our mixed choir. And actually, we paired it with another piece by Christopher Tin called Baba Yetu, which is a setting of the Lord's Prayer in Swahili. That was actually music that was originally composed for a video game, one of the older Civilization titles. And I remember as a teenager playing that game, and the first time I opened it up and it had this wonderful piece in the background of the opening montage, I thought, wow, that's really cool. I'd never heard that in a video game before. And so they finally put it into a choral octavo in the past year or so. I was really excited to get my hands on it. This piece, Gaudete, which immediately followed that, arranged by Michael Engelhardt, the text is familiar. It is one of the traditional Advent hymns for the season, Rejoice, Rejoice, Christ is Born. And the arrangement has been done with men's choirs, women's choirs, mixed choirs. I've been anxious to program it, just wasn't sure which program it would quite work on, and when I found that arrangement of the Lord's Prayer, Baba Yetu, I thought, oh, that would work wonderfully because that also had some percussion involved. So two songs back to back, which really bring a good rousing sound from the mixed choir, some percussion along with it. That was a fun segment to put into the concert.
So you've taken inspiration from a video game, you've taken inspiration from the St. John's Bible. Any other unusual sources of inspiration for this program?
Oh, I don't know about unusual sources. I like to be eclectic on my programs. I like to challenge my choirs and my students. I think one of the hardest things about this program is it's a Christmas Vespers concert. And so when people come, they expect a lot of Christmas music, and as I was putting this program together, I realized I have very little Christmas music in this program. Gaudete is certainly traditional, and just about everything in it, with one exception, the Randall Thompson piece, Choose Something Like a Star, everything on the program was sacred, but not everything was necessarily Christmas. And so we programmed in the carols, which I always intended to do. The carols really seemed to help to bring that focus into it all. But overall, the inspiration for this concert was just to connect people with those images and hopefully get them to really connect with the text. That was really important to me, that the images and the music was brought together by one thing, and that was the text coming from the scriptures itself. And so my hope is, and people listening to it, people that were there and people that will get to experience it this week, hopefully they'll be moved by the text and maybe gain a somewhat of a deeper or different understanding of that through our performance.
Tell me a little bit about the students that are participating in this. How big is the music department at Mount Marty? Who's participating, and what else do they learn during this process of putting this Vespers together?
We have between 50 and 60 students, or 60 participants rather, involved in the music department. We have three choral ensembles that participate in this performance: mixed choir, chamber choir, and smooth benediction. Mixed choir is open to students, but also to faculty and staff. our chamber choir and Smooth Benediction are both auditioned, and they are just include students. This performance is our semester-ending performance, and so we work towards it really from day one in programming and looking at the meaning behind the music and getting into the chapel and figuring out performing in there versus being in our rehearsal space. The students really look forward to this performance. They were even asking me before we left, hey, what are we doing next year? What's coming up for next Vespers? And in reminding some of those students, thanking the seniors who have been there for 4 years, and hey, this is your last Vespers, congratulations. And the student teachers or the junior education majors who will be student teaching next fall, and reminding them, hey, congratulations, this is your last Vespers, you've worked hard. And it's an event and a concert these students really look forward to.
Let's go ahead and listen to another clip. Dr. Tice, do you want to put that one in a little bit of context for us?
This is Veni Creator Spiritu. This is a fairly new arrangement that I really enjoy finding songs like this. I like it, these contemporary composers that are taking Gregorian chants and putting their own flavor onto it. And that's not nothing that's new for composers. You can go back 100 years, Fauré and Durufle, they were doing it. Go back even further, and the classical composers were incorporating old chants into their pieces. This was, again, part of our chamber choir set. This is a song that actually the chamber choir really enjoyed learning and putting together. They constantly were wanting to get this one under their belts and be able to perform, and so we were really excited to put it on this concert. Michael John Trotta composed it. He's done a number of pieces, or composed a number of pieces that we've done over the past few years. I really like his style. It's the verse is, "Come, Creator Spirit, visit your soul, fill with heavenly grace the hearts you have created." And I enjoyed pairing this with images of creation, images of the Garden of Eden. I think that was a wonderful way to bring that in and to really let that music take off of the page and into the chapel.
Dr. Kenneth Tice, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Kenneth Tice is the Director of Choral Activities for Mount Marty College in Yankton. You will be able to see the full Vesper service Christmas Eve on SDPB-TV at 9 p.m. Central, 8 Mountain. That will be it for Dakota Midday today. I'd like to thank our guests, Kenneth Tice, Anna Madsen, and Patrick Kelly, for joining us. Also thanks to Steve Zwemke and Chris Lawfrey. On tomorrow's Midday, the Dakota Political Junkies join us to review the year in South Dakota politics, and we'll introduce the Midday Book Nerds to talk about the best books of 2015. We'll leave you today with a musical benediction from the Mount Marty Choir. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lori Walsh. Thanks for listening.